Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining our Quest of Faith. This episode we want to talk about is My Guide to Your Purpose in Life. As I've said numerous times and will continue to say, the meaning of life is to understand that life is about balance. Understanding, maintaining, and keeping the balance between good and evil, happy and sad, love and hate, and all the billions of other things we as human beings must contend with. That is the purpose. Leaning too far to one side or the other throws everything out of balance. And out of control. So if you're ever wondering why sometimes life feels overwhelming, or you can't seem to get a handle on something, besides the fact that you may be carrying one cross too many, and most of those crosses that you're carrying probably don't belong to you, it's also because you haven't been maintaining a proper balance. You've either been too happy or too sad. You either been too good or too evil. Each and every situation that you find yourself in is going to determine which way you may need to go. Now, the meaning of life is finding your individual personal balance. The key word there is individual, because what's worked for me may not work for you. So do not count my ideas of meaning as your only avenue to achieving yours. My way is my way. Your way is your way. Both are true for two different people. Here's how I think it all works. We all began our journey to achieve our individual personal balance. We began by considering that our purpose in life is to but simply share with others, and anyone willing to listen, our first-hand experiences so that we can have a clear and solid idea of what they might have to prepare themselves for if they take the same path that we've traveled, or another option to consider before beginning that journey. The problem with this single and simple step is that we become confused and think that just because we walked or are walking this particular path, this particular way, every other living, breathing human being must walk the same path, the same way. This is not only very wrong, but it's also very short-sighted and narrow-minded. We are quite similar as individual beings, but though But it's our differences that make us unique, rare, and special. These differences are what compels each of us to try something different or travel in a different direction. For what it matters, not how we get to the destination. All that is important is that we get there. I think that's the number one reason why we have so many people so confused, so unsure of who they are and what they're about. Because we've heard several different opinions on how to feel, which way to go, how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, how to act. And we don't know which one to follow. If you follow one, it's good for a while. But then something goes wrong with it. Or some people or someone else you meet further on in life may not care for the choice we made of following that one person's idea. That's why it's important to follow your own. Choose for yourself. Stop letting other people choose for you. Listen to what they have to say. Take in consideration what they're trying to teach you. But still, make your own choice. Because in the end, when it's all said and done on Judgment Day, you're going to be standing in front of God, and he's going to ask you why you made those choices. And you telling him it was because so-and-so told me ain't going to work. It's not going to be satisfactory. It's not going to be pleasant. But if you're choosing for yourself, if you're making these choices, if you've heard several different ideas about how to walk this path or what path you should choose, and you choose that path, when it comes time for Judgment Day and he asks you why you chose that path, now you have a worthwhile reason and one that he will understand. I would even go as far as to say that he might just be, you might be surprised at how proud he is of you for choosing your own path. And you can't worry about how it ends up. I know we talk about choices and consequences. I would worry about it if I did not consider everything I knew about it before I made the choice. I would worry about it then. But if you considered everything you knew about something before making a choice and then made that choice, that's a good thing. You should be proud of that. Because like I've always said, you cannot find out or determine if yesterday's decision was a good one or a bad one based on something you did not know yesterday. You learn something new tomorrow. Don't second guess the choices you made yesterday based on that. That's ignorant. That don't make any sense. You didn't know that information. Now, if you did know the information and you avoided it, okay, I can see how you can stand up and take responsibility for it. But if you did not, then don't. Your concern should never be whether they listen and heed your advice about your experience or not. Your only task and all that God expects from you is to share that knowledge. Planting the seed is your only job. And the rest will be taken care of by the next person assigned to lead that person along their way. And please, allow me to put to rest this notion that God will personally be delivering everything you ask for. If you believe that, I'll ask God and he'll deliver it, in a manner of speaking, yes. But for him to personally be the one delivering it, that's evil. Convincing you that God works that way, so each and every time he doesn't, you have a reason to distrust him, not believe. But hear me when I tell you, people, God is not a year-round Santa. I hear some people say, well, when it comes to COVID, I didn't take the shot because if God don't want me to catch it, I won't catch it. And then you catch it. And you have the audacity to be pissed off at God. I don't know, God, why you forsake me because you caught COVID. God is probably saying to himself, no, you were the ignorant one. Because when COVID popped up, I sent down and I helped, I put the people in front of you that can create the vaccines. I had them create these vaccines for you. You're the one that chose not to get the shot. Had those vaccines not been available, then I can kind of understand why you would feel like it was God's fault. But because those vaccines are available, you didn't take them and you got COVID? Nah. Nah. You can't blame that on nobody but yourself because you're smart enough to realize that there are ways to protect yourself. He gives you the intelligence to figure it out. It falls completely within your realm of stupidity not to do it. I think what happens when it comes to praying and asking God for things is this. And again, this is just my opinion. You pray, the angels, which I think often are the loved ones that have gone before you, they're assigned to watch over you and tend to your needs. You pray about something, then they begin preparation to deliver what you ask for. But unlike the story of the burning bush in the Bible, they don't appear themselves. And neither does God. But what they do is they will send a neighbor, a friend, a stranger. With the answers. Do you ever stop at a gas station and you went to put gas in your vehicle, and the person across from you just started to talk. How often did you actually listen to what they were saying? Very little, huh? Because you figured, oh, I don't even know this person. Why are they talking to me? Because you prayed, and there's your answer. But because evil gets your mind so clouded that the only thing you see is complete strangers just babbling, and you have no idea. You didn't ask him any questions. You didn't do anything. You just pull up to the gas station, and they call it talk. That's what you see. But what is really happening is you made a prayer that day, yesterday, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, and that person is there with the answer. But you completely missed the answer because you was too busy to listen. No one says you have to care. But if you pray for something, if you pray for an answer, you need to listen. Because you can never tell who's bringing it. You know, I've seen situations to where answers came from not only at the gas station when you're gassing up your car, but when you was grocery shopping and you pass someone down the aisle and they said hello and you had a small chat with them and they said something and you walk away. And then a little bit later on, something that they said comes back. You remember. I even seen the times where you would be happen to be walking by a spot and two other people are talking. Neither one of them are talking directly to you, but they're talking to each other. And something in their conversation registers with you. See, everybody keeps thinking that when you pray and you pray for something, it all comes in the physical form. I heard this one lady who said at a church gathering that she prayed to God for a brand new car, and the next day it was parked in her driveway. Brand new car. Now, only a true fool would think that be the truth. But if you are praying for a new car, you could get something in the mail that says, hey, guess what? No money down. You do your research on a person saying no money down, and you find out that they are a truly reputable person, reputable company. That prayer for that new car, that could be it. Just something to think about. Know that God will always be by your side. He'll gladly pick you up and carry you when times get really tough. Remember that poem about the footprints in the sand? But he will never be your personal delivery person. Not going to happen. So if your idea of God answering your prayers is when he personally stops down with a silver platter, rings your doorbell and say, here you go, my child, you're going to be waiting a long time. I mean, that's just like expecting you to be present for everyone in this entire world every single day, whenever they ask. You think it's possible? I don't think so. You have to determine your purpose. I say it's not that difficult. Everybody always tells me, well, life is not that simple. I say it is. I say what makes it complex is evil wants it to be complex, so you never pick up a book and read. You never try to better yourself. You think you know everything and you stop learning. It's quite simple. Your life is yours to direct. How you choose to live is your choice, and that choice, I believe, honors God. But when you're choosing to live your life, when you're choosing a purpose based on what other people are telling you and not what you are believing for yourself, you're not glorifying him. You're glorifying those people that you're listening to. When I say listening to, I'm not talking about taking what they say and be like, hey, that works for me. I'm going to take this piece, and I'll take this piece from this person. That's what I'm talking about. But for you out there who follows the word of an individual because you want to belong to that group, you're not glorifying God. I don't care whether you call yourself a Christian or not. Any fool can label himself a Christian. Any male can call himself a female. Any female can call themselves a male. Anybody can place any kind of label on themselves or others that they want. That don't make that who they are. It's the actions of the individual that determine who you truly are. Choose your own balance. Choose your own purpose, ladies and gentlemen. There will be times where you will need to be happy and should be happy. And there are times that you will be sad. When you are happy, be happy. When you are sad, be sad. You deserve that difference. You do not have to answer to anyone, and you do not have to make excuses or share your reasoning for it. There are times. Yes, there is time where you should be proud of being good. And every once in a while, there's going to come a time where you, man, you're going to have to be a little bad. basically, you just don't spend your entire existence on this earth being two, one, and not enough of the other. Find your balance. There are some days and some things that I will smile about. And there are days and times where I will not smile at all. But if I'm having too many days where I'm not smiling, my life is out of balance. I can have too many days where I'm smiling, and life is out of balance. Your purpose is to find your individual balance. And that's it. It's just that simple. It's not that difficult. I know everybody wants you to think it is, but it's not. And it's the fact of thinking that everything is so complicated that creates complexity, that makes things hard. When you complete an action, you take responsibility for it. You don't find excuses. You don't look for reasons to justify it. Did you do this? Yes, I did that. The only time you might want to think about asking why or answering why, it's when they ask why. So why'd you do that? Well, at the time, I thought it was the best choice. Well, did you think about this? This is, no, that wasn't part of my calculations of my thinking. I said, however, hearing that stuff now, yeah, I think that if I had known that then, I'd have probably modified my choice. But because I made that choice, I'm sticking with it, and I'm willing to accept any consequences of the choice that I made. I hope to later on figure out some kind of way to present to you guys the consequences that happens with certain choices. I also hope that I can find some way eventually sometime to give you a better understanding of some of the mental illnesses that are out there and the everyday issues that may create them. Because I know right now that many of us are not aware of what causes us to make some choices that we make. We need to know. So hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, I'll figure out some kind of way to try to help you get a better understanding on that. Otherwise, this ends this episode of A Twist of Faith. As we always say, take care. Be safe, and God bless. Of course, also remember, you are not defective. You're not broken. You are not crazy. You are not alone. And you will always, always be loved.